Hi guys, welcome to the Gaper podcast. And with us today, we have Dennis Mazers. I hope I said your name right.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, nice to meet you. First of all, I'd like you to give a brief introduction about yourself.
I'm Dennis. I have been part of Garm Tech company for almost 6 years, and my background is in marketing, IT, and sales. Basically, as a marketing person, I have always been involved in IT companies for all my professional life, and cloud business has always been the backbone of all IT projects where I have been part of. And at some point, I joined Garm Tech, which I've been a part of for like 6 years already. And things are doing super good. And I think all our team is very happy about how everything is going right now.
That is perfect. Sounds great. And I'm happy to hear that your team is doing so well. Another question, my next question is that I would like to know a bit about your journey in the fintech industry. How did it start? How did you grow?
Yeah, sure. Basically, my journey started from marketing. I also, as I mentioned, it was also with IT companies. So everything from the marketing perspective. And that was the field that was the most interesting for me, because this is the field which is going to evolve always, and it's going to be needed as long as we have businesses and businesses are running the world. So this was the direction I chose to go. And with happy coincidence was that IT was also a big part of my life. I'm not a programmer myself, nor administrator, nothing like that. But all companies have been doing some fintech projects or e-commerce projects. And this is how I met IT side of businesses. And after like 5 years working for different companies, founder of Garm Tech met me and offered me to join his company to grow faster, to see some new opportunities, to just get someone new on board. And I was up for it because basically cloud business, that's what Garm Tech is doing. It's really a backbone of everything. So any IT project requires something from cloud to servers to data center, something in between those things. And that's when we started developing new products. And after, I think it was 1 or 2 years, our company started to growing like super fast. We started acquiring different companies. And right now, Garm Tech is one of the leading cloud providers in Europe.
So what is your opinion on the future of the digital banking industry?
Fintech is really interesting field. So I would say the really important thing about the future is actually a pretty new term that popped up just recently called FinOps. And I think future of banking and I would say all fintech industry would be to optimize things they are doing. Because right now, everybody is using pretty much similar solutions. By similar, I mean like Google, Amazon, like the big company solutions. And they pretty much lock themselves in their infrastructures, and it really slows down progress in the long run. So as soon as companies will start to move to some new solutions or create new solutions or go to like more open solutions, I think that's when we will see like big evolution of banking and fintech and fintech in general.
So Garm Tech is a very interesting name. And what is the vision behind Garm Tech, right? Am I saying it right? Garm Tech.
Yeah, it's Garm Tech, right?
Garm Tech, sorry.
All good. 20 years ago, Garm Tech started as a web hosting company. And the biggest increase in client base was at the moment when we switched from HDD drives in our data center to SSD. Back in those days, it was a huge upgrade. Basically, everybody now knows about what SSD drives are. And that was like the very beginning of the company. So in terms of a performance difference is huge. So back in those days, in Latvia, we were first who did it. A lot of years have passed, and we already switched to latest tech called NVMe drives, which almost doubled the results in terms of speed. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. It was not enough to just offer latest tech. Most small and medium businesses didn't have enough resources to hire like system administrators. And this was something that we actually had at Garntech. So what we started doing, we started offering DevOps, which is like remote administration of resources. And this was really big move for us. We acquired few smaller companies offering web hosting by that time. So we had more human resources available for like our big plans for like moving cloud to the new direction and offering like DevOps solutions and stuff like that. But yeah, that was like the second time, like a year before all the COVID happened, and things were going pretty good. And then COVID happened.
I know.
Yeah, and like a lot of businesses suffered like a lot. For us, it wasn't that bad. Actually, it wasn't bad at all. Like, because of COVID, everybody started moving to online. Everybody started to spend a lot more time online, starting up new startups. Again, everything in online. And a lot more people started to understand what the hosting is, how to start a website. And this is when our like B2C client base started to grow a lot. We during COVID times, our company grew around twice in terms of size and in terms of everything, in terms of clients as well. So yeah, two years of COVID, or almost 3 years of COVID, was like very good time for us in terms of business.
That's great. And one more question. What do you think, how is Garntech impacting businesses around the world?
People don't trust brands that are not big ones. So for us, it meant that we need to show all the businesses that we are trustworthy. Because everybody knows big players like Amazon Web Services, Google, and like 80% of all companies just wanted to go with the big player just because they have a big name under them. It was still a long road to follow, but what we did was that we started to offer free test periods for any cloud solutions that we could offer for our clients. Again, with support, with everything that we had, and the big players didn't do that. For big enterprise level companies, they in a lot of cases still chooses to like go with these big names, but for SMBs, small medium businesses, it was something that actually brought a lot of value. And yeah, again, talking about like how Garntech impacted businesses around the world, at least in Europe, we were one of the first, if not the first, who started offering managed services with included support, free test periods and stuff like that. And right now we see that like every fifth company is trying to do that.
Because, you know, someone starts the trend and everyone just, you know, sort of gets inspired. So what would be your key takeaways during this journey of establishing your startup? Key takeaways.
Say my biggest takeaway is to take risks, to try something new, because basically somebody has to start something new. And there is so high roof ceiling of what you can achieve by trying new things. And if you don't try new things, nothing new is going to happen. So I would say this was the biggest takeaway. We had like hundreds, if not thousands, of failed products before we invented like few that actually sold really good. And you just have to take these risks, try new stuff. And one thing is going to pop sooner or later.
Nice. So what do you think, how important do you think is to keep sustainability in mind while doing or carrying out your activities?
Yeah, sustainability is crucial to conserving natural resources and living a better life. We need to make decisions today that are sustainable for years to come. So we need to stop making decisions that only provide quick near-term benefits. While it's not our main goal back in the old days, because back then it was just a startup, let's start it and just get a few clients and go from there. Then today when we are operating a couple data centers ourselves, we try to do it as green way as it's possible.
Great, perfect. And do you think that remote working solutions are the answer to startup growth?
Well, remote working is here to stay, and it will definitely see a lot more companies offering this to employees. From our perspective at Garantech, this is what we started to offer as service pre-pandemic. Basically, it's pretty similar thing. It's like remote hands work. And it popped up. We actually started offering remote working for a couple of our employees. Actually, like sales department is fully remote for us. And this thing is here definitely to stay. And it opens a lot of doors for like finding a right specialist to do the task. It was also a pretty big challenge for us. We were looking for employees around the world. We were looking for employees from Europe. We actually found a lot of good employees from Ukraine. We found a couple in Germany, and this wouldn't be possible without a more work solution. So that's definitely a thing that can really benefit any startup.
And what are the major roadblocks and challenges that you have to deal with?
The biggest roadblocks. It's very hard to actually implement the thing because to actually offer remote work solution, you need to have like really good structure of KPIs of work performance. Happily, there are a lot of good solutions like third-party solutions for managing these processes. But I think we just need a bit more time to like formulate how this remote working solution is going to actually work and how do you basically calculate the efficiency of people while they're remote.
And so you probably know about us, Vapor, and there are companies like Vapor. We develop, build and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think that startups are in this industry or the startup world, you could say? And how important are they for founders who are looking to hire smart?
Yeah, for sure. Especially if you're talking about startups, it's like super beneficial for them. I would say it's the most important part of any business is to get the perfect team for the right task, which we all know is a super hard thing to do. If we talk about, let's say, SMBs, not even startups, let's take like another business line in, it's very often not efficient to like have in-house HR or recruitment team, because basically you just dedicate all resources to the business. And at this point, I think companies like Gaper is like super useful because they basically fill the gap and you don't have to waste nearly half as much time as it usually takes to find the good person for the right task.
Well said. And last but not least, so what would you like to say about the current situation of today? I mean, obviously related to the tech world, what would be your message to aspiring tech leaders or startups? Hello?
Yeah, I just heard hello and didn't hear you.
Sorry, a bit of a signal problem. Do you hear me now? Oh no.
I've heard the last part, but
message. Okay, so your message for, sorry for the signal problem.
I know.
What would be, so what would be your message for startup leaders or entrepreneurs or people who are aspiring to become a part of the tech industry?
Well, tech industry is, in my opinion, the most interesting one and the one surprising thing how the world is going to look in like 10, 15 years with all the new things happening around the world and new inventions happening every day. There are so many great startups with so interesting products that I can imagine that we will get to the point where the things in the movies are actually happening around us.
Okay, that's great. And was so it was really nice talking to you. I'm sorry for the signal problem. Thank God it happened at the end and not at the start. But our session is done and it was a pretty useful session. It was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.